This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Residents of a San Luis Obispo County neighborhood are in the early stages of suing the county over a toxic chemical that is testing positive in their well water. A law firm out of Southern California is representing the property owners and told KCBX 50 claims are now filed against the county on behalf of 20 individuals. The chemical is trichloroethylene, or TCE, and it's showing up in residential wells in an area adjacent to the southern edge of the county-owned airport. John Fiske is the attorney representing those families and says his clients are angry.
What we have are families that are afraid and pissed off. So for many years, if not decades, we believe these families and their children have been drinking contaminated water out of their water wells, and we believe that the source of the contamination is coming from the San Luis Obispo Airport.
An investigation by the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board is looking into that very possibility. Taya Tryon is the board's senior engineering geologist working on the case. She says the airport has until Friday, April 15th, to submit a timeline for how soil and groundwater will be sampled. If the plan is approved, the water board will then monitor the process.
We will review the results to see if that indicates that there's a source on the airport property that is causing the pollution in the domestic supply wells that are in the Buckley Road area.
The contamination came to light last year when the county was contacted to check on an odor coming from a resident's well water. Dr. Penny Borenstein is the head of county health and says they looked into that complaint.
We did go out in that regard and test an individual well, which is not something that we do routinely. And that started the trail of additional findings.
To date, the county has tested 64 wells, with 12 showing TCE levels beyond what's considered acceptable. Randall White, KCBX News.